This is episode 145 on January 14th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And we're back again. I always say that. I need to come up with something more, catchy. But
well, you're just telling the truth.
That's true. Yeah. And we are back.
Again.
Yeah. 145 shows. Woohoo.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Nah.
Kind of. I don't know.
Well, actually, in the grand scheme of things,
like a year behind schedule, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever looked through some of the other podcasts that are on iTunes?
Not really, no.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So I'm always looking for new podcasts and stuff, and it's always fun to run across ones that you like. The only problem is now they're either 5 years ago or they are, they'll go strong and then they'll fall off the map. And that's a little disappointing because, there's a lot of good podcasts out there and people are doing some good stuff, but I think life gets in the way and jobs or they just lose interest. But, longevity is soon. It'll be interesting to see what podcasts actually have longevity. I'm hoping this one does. So far, so good.
We're 4 years into it in the world of podcasting. I would consider that longevity.
Yeah, I think so. So how are you doing, man?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, what you been up to?
Goodness gracious, all kinds of stuff. Let's see. We finally got some snow here in Ohio.
Oh.
And so I managed to get out up in the Cleveland area this past weekend. I had every intention of doing some trout fishing.
Uh-huh.
And I got a new fishing rod, specifically for the type of fishing I wanted to do, and spent Saturday night getting it all rigged up and getting all my stuff ready to go for Sunday. And we get up there and I go to the river and it turns out it was way too high for fishing.
Ooh.
And so I was a little bit bummed out, but then I was like, oh, well, I have my iPhone, so guess I'll do some photography.
Nice.
And it turned out to be really awesome because it snowed that day. And I got actually some video that's kind of cool that I still have to get around to posting, and lots of photos of the river, and did some panoramas and HDR stuff, and got to use my phone on the tripod and really take my time. So it was pretty cool. And then a couple days after that, my stylus lenses came.
Woohoo!
So that's pretty exciting. So now I'm just kind of chomping at the bit here so I could get out and really put those through their paces. I played with them a little bit this week, and so far, so good. And then the other thing that I've been up to is stressing about this self-portrait photo challenge.
Yes.
And I spent a considerable amount of time last night working on mine.
Yeah.
And it was actually fun. I shouldn't say I was stressing. It's just, it's work.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking back at yourself, pictures don't necessarily present themselves the same way that they do with any other type of photography.
Uh-huh.
You have to have something in mind. There has to be some kind of planning and forethought that goes into it. So that was the hard part. It was kind of, how did I want to present myself in the photos? And it really ran the gamut between wanting to do a more serious, kind of like a headshot, to just something totally goofy and off the wall. And I kind of settled more on the goofy range.
Okay. Yeah. I liked it. I liked what you posted. It was, I thought it was a good image. It was hard. It's difficult because I have some great ideas. The only problem is that the area that I want to do it in is, has all the children's school charts and other stuff that I don't want in the image in there. And so trying to find a spot in the house to be able to do what I want to do. I think I found a spot, and I'm going to, I did an image, but I have one in mind that I want to do. And so now I just have to get everything ready and do it. But it is difficult, especially if you're not used to doing it. One of the guys in our chat, Jeff Simpson, he does a lot of self-portraits. And I imagine he does, does a lot of planning. But over time, when you start to do things that you're not used to, it becomes easier. And there's less preparation. There's more of, you're able to become more creative. And that's when your images start to improve.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I definitely had a lot of fun with it. And I may, try to do one or two more. I kind of made my shoot last night more complicated as it went along. So basically it involves just all kinds of miscellaneous things that were down in my basement to kind of make the photo happen.
Yeah.
And, so I utilized props. So if anyone hasn't seen the picture yet, I did post it in the Facebook group, but I'm sitting at a table with like a bunch of papers strewn about the table, and there's like a empty beer bottle laying on its side on the table.
Good thing
and
it was
I just
empty.
Have this crazy, disgusted look on my face. And the caption, which is totally in jest, is me. It says something to the effect of getting ready to record the Tiny Shutter podcast. so the joke is just that, like, this is hard work, which is really not. And then everybody that listens, especially live, knows that I don't do any preparation.
Yeah.
So in any case, my original caption to that was going to be something to do with like tax season or doing taxes or whatever.
Yeah.
And so basically I'm lucky I have a basement, and so that's like a good place for me do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we have our old kitchen table is down there, and it was just filled with like all kinds of clutter and junk. So I cleared it off, and then for the props, I got some file folders out of my desk, and like one of them I just scattered all over the top of the table, and the other one I kind of set off to the side. And I already had a small, real small lamp on the table that I thought, well, I'm just going to use that as my only light source.
Yeah.
So I had like all my basement lights turned out because I wanted the light to be like kind of moody and dramatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I did a few shots, and they were like okay, but the way I had everything set up, the light was kind of on the wrong side of me. It was on basically it was more like it was shining on the back of my head, kind of.
Yeah.
Not the back, but like the side of my head instead of my face.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that I really couldn't do too much about that, so I had to add a second light. And that's where things started getting a little bit crazy. I have light stands, like for like studio photography for some reason.
Yeah.
For some
reason.
I got, Yeah. Well, I don't have lights to put on them, so I'm not sure why I have the light stands, but I have a couple light stands. So I got one of those out, and I got some I don't even know what they're called. They're just like clips like you would have for carpentry or whatever. They're just like spring loaded like clamps, right? Okay. So I had two of those, and I clamped one onto the top of the light stand, and then I hung a diffuser. I have a big, like, I don't know, it's like a 3 foot round just diffuser. Hung that on the clip, and then put another clip on that to just like hold it in place.
Yeah.
And then I have one of those work lights that has like a big like clip on it, and I clip that to the light stand.
Shop light.
And it's shining through the diffuser at me, and I use that as the second light to light my face. So that actually worked out pretty well, but I was like, holy smokes, this is turning into quite the elaborate setup for the self-portrait. But it worked. It was good. And I actually used the telephoto lens that I got, my stylus lens, because I didn't want any of that like wide angle distortion.
Yes.
That you even get a little bit of that distortion with just the regular iPhone lens, because it's technically a wide angle lens.
Yeah.
So I wanted everything to look like as non-distorted as it possibly could. And it worked out really well.
That's good.
So the phone was on, it was on a GorillaPod actually, because I was too lazy to go back upstairs and get another tripod. but it all worked out.
No, I think with it being on, did you have it on the desk, the GorillaPod?
At first I did, and then I decided it was too close.
Yeah.
So I basically stacked some boxes up and set the GorillaPod on top of that.
Yeah.
Maybe like another foot back or something. And, you know, these self-portraits, they're just not easy. I didn't really have a good way to, like, I knew what my framing was, but once you sit down in the frame, it's hard to know exactly where your body falls in the frame.
Yeah.
And, I didn't really have any shots where I was like, oh, I don't like how I'm positioned or whatever, but none of them were really perfect. But the one that I posted, I feel like I fill the frame like exactly right, and I didn't do any cropping or anything to that picture.
Oh, nice.
So, but it took 20, 30 tries to get that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a time consuming
thing. That's how you got really
good
with the face gesture.
Oh yeah, that took a lot of work too. Because there was various other face gestures as well that I tried out that I'm like, I don't know, I don't think that really works. And some of them I was like, no, I don't want to see anyone to see me looking like that. And
right.
So actually, I might try out something slightly different for the next time I do this that might help me out a little bit. I have a Pebble watch, and today, actually, I downloaded an app onto my Pebble watch, and then there's like a companion app on my phone. But basically, through the Bluetooth connection, I'm able to see on my Pebble watch what my iPhone sees.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's very, very low tech looking. Like, it's super grainy, and you know, the Pebble watch is black and white, and it's like, if you move your phone, it's not smooth on the Pebble watch at all. It's like, you could basically see the image rewriting, like, line by line.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be kind of handy for this kind of thing. So I'm going to try it out and see how that works as far as, you know, framing and everything.
Yeah, it's difficult, especially when you're not behind the screen or the lens, to be able to see what you're looking at. So, like you said, you know, multiple shots, and then you hate to have to move it to take a look, you know, because then you're like, oh, I could have had a, you know, had it set up correctly the first time. So sometimes playing around is difficult. But there are different apps. Oh, there was an app that I played with a long time ago where if you had two iPhones, you could actually see through the lens of the other iPhone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And
I technically I still do have two iPhones because I never sold mine yet.
Oh, there you go. I'll have to try to dig that one up and remember which one it was, because it was a through the lens deal, and you can actually take there was a shutter release to be able to capture the image as you were looking at it.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about this Pebble app is that it has a shutter release and it has a timer.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to capture a picture of myself pushing a button on my watch.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty cool.
Dave mentioned something about self-timers and shutter releases. Did you use a self-timer or shutter release?
Yeah, so actually I use the I don't really know why exactly I chose to use this app. I don't have like a very good reason to tell you why, but I chose to use PureShot.
Oh yeah.
Which I haven't shot with in like forever.
It's a great app.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason it felt like the right thing to do. This felt like the right time to use it. So I use PureShot and I use the 10-second timer.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I did too was basically I locked the focus as well, so that like once I jumped into the picture, it didn't like refocus. Because I noticed the first time I took a picture, it decided it didn't want to focus on me. It would rather focus on the beer bottle, which, I mean, you can't blame it.
Right.
But, you know, it's not what I wanted. So I basically just had to touch like part of the table where I knew that was approximately the same depth into the picture as where I was going to be.
Yeah.
And then lock the focus there. And then that seemed to work well.
Okay. Yeah, I used a shutter release and the timer at the same time.
That can't even be legal.
Yeah, it's legal. the reason why I did it was I did not want the shutter release to be in my hand when I took the picture.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I used the native camera app. I set my iPhone up on a collapsible tripod and actually had the tripod sitting on my computer. I was in my work truck and I was like, okay, I need to do it. And the great thing about the native camera app is that you have a 10-second or a 3-second timer. And I chose the 3-second. I synced up the Bluetooth shutter release, and when I pressed the button, I set it down, put my hands up on the steering wheel, and then did my facial expressions. and so then I was able to, you know, grab the tripod and look at the image and go, okay, that worked. But I noticed something, and I don't know if there was a specific setting or if this was something that Apple decided to do. But when you use the self timer, it automatically did a 10 image burst each time. And I was looking through my settings and I couldn't see where you could turn the burst off. I may have to look even further, but I don't know if that was just their way of allowing people that were probably not good at counting a way to be able to capture their image in multiple bursts and hope that one of them turned out.
Huh. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know.
Because I want to say I took a handful of them, and then I noticed, I was like, oh, that did a 10 burst. I was like, what was I doing? Was I sitting on the shutter? No, I just pressed it once and then set it down. And So Jeff said that he's found that as well. So I guess it's something that's built into the native app. But yeah, so I use the combination of both the shutter release and the timer. And I like having the choice of doing a 3-second timer. Because then you're just sitting there going, wait, is it been 10 seconds? And next, you know, you're staring back at the camera when you were hoping to be looking away. And, but yeah, so I use the stylus lens with the wide angle. Yeah, it turned out all right. And then I used the Tangled FX app to kind of make it more interesting.
Yeah, it definitely was. I actually think for the expression you have that you need to go back and re-edit that and add more fire.
Oh, like I'm on fire?
No, you don't have to be on fire. The fire should actually preferably be outside the truck, but just needs to be fire.
Yeah. Start editing the background. I wanted to post, I thought about posting, but decided not to, that this is the reaction that Mark gets when he's in traffic. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, it's funny. The chat channel is going through and trying to figure out how to turn off the burst mode when you use the self timer.
Yeah, that I've never noticed that. But I also, I'm not sure if I've even ever used the timer in the native camera. So yeah. I'll have to give that a try and see what's up with that.
Yeah. So okay. One of the things that Matt and I talked off air on was about the self-portrait weekly photo challenge. And we got a handful of submissions, but we've decided to extend it one more week and allow people the chance to be able to participate. Because a lot of times, you know, life gets in the way, or we have a good idea, but we don't know how to implement it. And then you're running out of time because, oh, this, you know, the challenge is almost up. And Matt has, decided he wants to do a different pose. I've decided I want to do a different pose also. And I think it would be good for us to extend it one more week. So that's what we're going to do. So I want everybody to put your thinking caps on, come up with some good ideas, and then let's see some more submissions. I'm going to keep the original post up on Facebook and so that people can add to it. And I will mention on Facebook to everybody else that we are going to extend it. So is that good for you, Matt?
Works for me.
All right. So have you done any storytelling when you take images before, or is this like the first time?
No, this isn't the first time, but it's been ever since I got into, like landscape photography, I think there's been less of an emphasis on storytelling. And actually I've been thinking about this recently where, landscape photography should tell a story.
Yeah.
And so I really need to start putting a little bit more thought into what I'm, you know, taking pictures of. I do that a little bit always. I'm not just like a spray and pray kind of guy, you know, yes. Just taking pictures of anything and everything and hoping that one of them turns out good. I'm kind of selective about what I choose to take a picture of.
Yeah.
But I have done a little bit more storytelling where it's involved more than one image, like maybe like a triptych or a diptych that told a story.
Okay.
That kind of thing, but not ever with the iPhone. This has actually been a long time ago, like when I was shooting film.
Oh yeah.
And they're always like really morbid stories too, for some reason. That's just always
do tell.
what I would gravitate towards. Well, like one of them I had that I thought was really funny was these were all kind of like self-portraits, but they were, it was a story. And basically it was me sitting on a bench in a park reading a newspaper. And out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a guy like in a trench coat running towards me. And then the next picture is me laying on the ground in front of the bench with like a pool of blood around my head. No. And the guy in the trench coat like running away.
With your newspaper. Yeah.
You know. So like stuff like that. Just kind of crazy, morbid stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I started to get into that a little bit, but it was more with still life. I took a picture of an old typewriter. I had a book and an old, you know, twin lens reflex camera, and arranged them on the table like this is either a writer or a newspaper person or something like that. But everything in the image, including the lamp, was geared more towards, you know, the 1940s or the 1950s in a way that I tried to make it all period related. I even had some 120 exposed 120 film lying on the table also. And that was probably the best one I did. But I like taking pictures of cars. And it's hard to tell a story sometimes with cars, especially when it's other people's cars. You have to be almost serendipitous when you go about doing a storytelling with somebody else's cars without them knowing. So I haven't done it a whole lot lately, but I have an idea for my self-portrait, sort of in the same vein as the still life that I did. And I think that's what I'm going to try to aim for this week.
Well, you have kind of an advantage too, where if you can do, like, obviously you can do a self portrait at work because it, you know, yeah, it looked like you were in your work truck.
Yeah.
But if you did something more where, you know, you included more of your environment.
Oh yeah.
You know, that tells a story that would give the viewer, you know, a little bit more insight as to what you do, what you're doing, maybe, you know, where you are, you know, and that's all part of a story.
Yeah.
So I would love to be able to do something like that, but photography is frowned on where I work, so yeah. I'm not able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I love an image that tells a good story, especially if it's not forced. You know, when it flows naturally, it's pleasant to look at, and you know, it's something that I think most of us don't think about either. We don't think about going and telling a story with our photos. Mostly it's, oh, this is a beautiful scene. That's great. You know, and we see a lot of beautiful scenes, but the ones where, you know, they take weeks, it seems like, in effort, and you know, sometimes it costs money. You know, if you have to hire a model and makeup artist, or you know, even purchase or rent costumes, there are some people that are, you know, it's natural to them to be able to tell a story, and they know what it takes. They see it in their mind. And they don't, it's not something they say, you know, they can whip up in 15 minutes. So, And sometimes the self-portrait, when you're telling a story, is something that you need more time for. And it does require effort. And sometimes with our daily lives, you know, if you're working, you're taking care of kids, you're in a position where you can't, do things whenever you want to. It's hard to have a good environment to do those types of things. So it takes a lot of planning and a lot of research and legwork to get those images. But I know we have some really good storytellers in our group. And, so I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to get this next week.
Yeah, definitely. And another part of it too, I think is, I don't think a picture doesn't need to tell the whole story. So like if there's questions left unanswered, then I think that leads the viewer to like want to see more.
Yeah.
So, actually one of the things that's kind of intrigued me is like, I've seen some Instagram accounts where they tell us, if you look at their feed,
yeah,
like, you know how you see like the rows of three pictures, they'll take, you know, these pictures that tell a story. And as you scroll down, that takes like an extraordinary amount of planning and forethought, but it's just another way to do it. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that is cool. Jeff Simpson said that he sometimes, you know, he has a shot in his head and it does take days or weeks to get that shot out of his head. No, I'm just kidding. To implement it. And, you know, it's true. I wish that I, you know, had the space and the time to be able to take a project and, you know, fulfill and create that project. And one of these days I will. And, you know, when my kids are, you know, old enough to quote unquote take care of themselves, it might get a little bit easier. But then, you know, who says that life's easy? So I guess we have to, you know, kind of, you know, make do with what we have.
Definitely.
So, all right. Was there anything else with like storytelling or self-portrait that you wanted to mention?
It's definitely challenging. It's not as easy as some of the other subjects that we've picked for the photo challenge. It definitely requires a little bit of work.
Yeah.
But I've always found when I do photos like this, especially self-portraits, that when you put the time into it, you almost always come away with something that you're really proud of.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really sure I'm going to share my self-portrait with like the Facebook world or the Instagram world in general.
Yeah.
But I don't have any qualms about sharing it like on our Tiny Shutter Facebook page. And I presented myself in a way that I just thought was amusing for the project. It's not necessarily a way that I want like
people to see you.
The public to kind of see me. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It was kind of like a learning experience. And now I know, like, I learned a little bit about like how to light, like what's going to work and what's not going to work. Cause I did a handful of pictures with one lighting scenario and then decided that didn't work. So I figured out how to set up something different that did work. So, you know, I think it's worth giving it a shot. So I hope to see some more images in the coming week here.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug in the chat room said that he says he's just the opposite. Everything that he does is spontaneous. He said otherwise he wouldn't get the shot. So, yeah, it is different. Sometimes with situations, and you know, and then everybody's different. You know, so I can say something that, oh, you need to do this, need to do that. And somebody else is like, well, I did all that without, you know, jumping through all the hoops that Joe said. And then, everybody's mind works differently. And, you know, some people can see a scene and automatically find, you know, the patterns that are that grab our eye. And are able to, you know, capture those images much easier than, you know, say someone else who walks through the same scene doesn't see those patterns and will walk away without, you know, ever taking a shot. So, you know, everything is different. And, you know, everybody, you know, thinks differently. And so, you know, challenges like this are a great way for us to expand our boundaries, move past what's comfortable, and try to create something that is not only pleasing for everybody to see, but satisfying for us as artists, as photographers, as just normal people to say, hey, look what I did. And, you know, and use it as a way to expand our boundaries. So
well said.
Well, cool. All right. Well, since I'm safe to say that we will probably not choose a post pick from our challenge, since we are extending it for another week. Are you ready to move into post pick of the week?
Let's do it.
All right. Post pick of the week is a way for us to showcase our listeners' work, their art. And we normally will choose from the weekly photo challenge. But every once in a while, we do either run into a situation or we may not do a weekly photo challenge. And we decide to go to the well. And today is going to be one of those days where we're going to go to our trusty Instagram hashtag, and we're going to choose from there. Matt, why don't you go ahead and set us up, since you found it first?
Alrighty. Yeah, so I basically decided to pick from our Instagram feed, and I chose a photo from Matt DeVore. Matt, I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce your last name right. This is a photo that he took at the Seacrest Arboretum. Not 100% sure where that is. Oh, it's actually right here in lovely Ohio.
Yeah.
Beautiful, sunny Ohio. In any case, he has the photo labeled as Dawn Redwoods in Winter. So I'm going to guess that maybe the photo was taken at dawn. In any case, they're basically, you're kind of looking down two rows of these really cool looking pine trees. And the photo's in black and white, and he kind of chose for a more faded black and white look.
Yeah.
It's just super cool because kind of gave this photo like a, well, it's kind of got an old timey look, but it's also kind of timeless at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Makes me want to go out and explore.
And it's actually, you know, we've had some suggestions. Would this be an example of leading lines almost, or is this a,
well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, if you follow the lines that are created by the bottoms of the trunks.
Yep.
You know, those are converging lines that are leading your eye towards the trees in the background.
Yeah.
You know, and not to mention the trunks themselves help lead your eye, in my opinion, from the bottom of the image. Like,
to the top.
To the top, yeah.
And then, of course, you have every branch going every which way, too. That's a contrast to the leading line. So, yeah, I think this is a great image. Definitely worthy of post pick of the week. So congratulations, Matt. Good job. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, you can submit your photos to our Instagram feed and use the hashtag Tiny Shutter. More importantly, where we get our images now, is from our weekly photo challenge, and you will find that on our Facebook group. If you are not a part of Facebook, but you want to submit, by all means, you can email us at tinyshutter@gmail.com, submit your image there, or you can, I think you can submit an image on our website in the comment section. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can attach photos there. But, you know, let us know. And, you know, we would love for you guys who are not a part of the Facebook group to get involved and to expand your horizons with the photo challenge. So if you have a suggestion on how you can do it without Facebook, let us know. But by all means, please join us at the Facebook group.
Cool. It doesn't appear that there's a way to attach photos on our website.
Okay.
In the comments. And just real quick, in Matt's picture, Dawn Redwood is the species of the tree, he says.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it wasn't taken at dawn. Dawn is part of the name of the tree.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, when he said redwoods, I'm thinking, oh, California, because I grew up near the redwoods in California. And so the fact that they have redwoods in Ohio had me intrigued.
Well, this is at an arboretum, so they're not necessarily native.
Oh, yes, that's true. Sort of like me. I'm not native to South Carolina.
You're an invasive species.
That's right. Well, cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up? Because I think we might have a show.
Yeah, if anybody is in Ohio, let me know so we can go out and shoot.
Yeah.
And, this year is going to be an epic photography year. I have a list of all kinds of places that until very recently I had no idea existed in Ohio, and they must be photographed by me. So
yeah,
I'm extremely excited.
Well, I'm glad to see that Ohio has changed your opinion on itself. It's hard. It's hard moving from one place where you're comfortable and you know where all the, you know, good places to go, and then you move to a location you're unfamiliar with. It's good to see that you're finding those spots.
Yes, I'm extremely happy about that. Took me a little while to get around to warming up here, but I'm doing it now.
Nice. All right, let's go ahead and do this real quick.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's right. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All righty, you can check me out on Instagram, IM, and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, and the Facebook link, the YouTube link, everything at tinyshutter.com. And please go there. Let us know what you think of the show also. If you have an iTunes account, please look us up in the podcast area. Leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the show. Also, it's a great way for other people who are looking for podcasts to see what the listeners think. And we would really encourage you guys to do that. So, all right. Well, I think we are done. So, good job, Matt.
You too.
And so we will see you guys all next week. Remember, we are extending the weekly photo challenge one more week. So I hope to see some good submissions. And I want you guys to be able to get out of your comfort zone and to have fun and learn something. Because believe me, I'm doing the same thing. So, all right. Say goodbye, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?